FYI Galway.
News.
Sport.
Traffic.
Business.
Have you ever wondered what the small blue tiles above some house in Galway City represent? This year, the Galway Franciscan Order and the Port Clares have joined up to launch a website celebrating 2014 as the year of the Holy Name. It was a Franciscan friar who introduced the blue tiles that are common not only in Galway, but Tuam, Cork and Limerick. Father Francis Cotter, coordinator of the year, has described the holyname.ie website as a cyber sanctuary for the soul. Our reporter Stella Meehan visited the Port Clares at Nuns Island, where she spoke to Sister Faustina.
I would have been in a similar position growing up as a Galway person, you know, going by these houses and seeing the little blue tiles and wondering what it meant. And I do remember asking my parents and the different meanings were attributed to the IHS symbol. In fact, if you look closely at the blue tiles, which probably most people wouldn't have an opportunity to do because they're kind of just a little bit out of seeing distance, but they're actually YHS, not IHS. IHS is the more popular form of it, but they both mean, IHS and YHS, both are derivations of the name of Jesus in Greek. And so it's actually a depiction of the name of Jesus. And the reason we're celebrating a year of the Holy Name this year, this coming year, 2014, is that 100 years ago, in January, a Franciscan friar gave a retreat to the sisters here, and he gave the retreat basically on the Holy Name of Jesus. He based it very much on the preaching of Saint Bernardine of Siena. And Saint Bernardine of Siena was a Franciscan who lived in the 1400s. And he was living in Italy, and there was a lot of strife going on between different factions in the different Italian towns. And he urged the people, he used this blue Holy Name tablet to urge the people, he urged them to put this over their doors to bring peace to their homes and their families. And, you know, whereas people before would have had coats of arms and different symbols of the warring factions at the time, they took them down and they put up the Holy Name of Jesus. So I suppose when Father Francis Donnelly, that's the name of the friar who gave the retreat, when he was ministering in Ireland, he ministered between 1908 and 1929. Before 1908, he was based in Italy. But he would have lived through a very turbulent time in Irish history as well, and he could see probably that people needed peace, you know. And that's kind of the origin of the Holy Name tiles.
I see. And then the blue tiles themselves, did people who followed this idea, did they want to put them up on buildings because they wanted to bring peace to their own homes?
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, there's a whole kind of theology surrounding this depiction. When Saint Bernardine was ministering in the 1400s, you know, printing was still, you know, not for, you know, it wasn't around really much. And so he used this depiction. It has the name of Jesus in the middle, and it's against a blue background. And blue generally, you know, in iconography, symbolizes divinity. So you have kind of the humanity of Jesus in his name, like there's kind of this connection we can make with people with when we know their name. And then it's in a kind of a blazing sun, and these rays of the sun, there are 12 rays coming out of it, and then 72 small rays. And the 12 rays, can symbolize the 12 apostles, and the 72 rays, you know, there's a bit in the gospel where it says the Lord sent out 72 others, he sent them out in pairs to preach and everything else. So, but also the 12 rays, the 12 big rays, represent 12 virtues.
And Sister, the 2014 year of the Holy Name, then again a collaboration between the Franciscan Order and the Port Clares here in Galway. What is the whole year about?
If you look at the tiles over the houses, well, you know, it might not mean so much unless you kind of understand it. Obviously, for believers or for people of faith, you know, who find out about it, it'll mean more. on the other hand as well, like, these tiles are an important part of the religious and cultural heritage of our city, and from that point of view you could appreciate them as just, you know, examples of early 20th century Italian ceramics that ended up on the walls of the city, you know, like, it is very interesting from a historical point of view. For 2014 for us is really to highlight the name of Jesus, to encourage people, like, really to enter into a relationship, because when you know a person's name, you know, it's very meaningful. So we have a website that we put together. You know, the friars put most of it together, and then we made contributions as well.
That's www.holyname.ie.
Exactly. Basically, we decided that we wanted to mark the year in some little way ourselves. And then we said, well, now Father Francis Donnelly was a friar, so why don't we ask the friars what they like to do, you know, be involved in it? And they were very enthusiastic about it. So it was the friars, actually, the Franciscan friars, who came up with the idea of a website. So we thought this was a good idea as well. So we thought, you know, it would be nice to make some contributions to that as well. There's, you know, reflections, there's songs for downloading, there's a history section. In fact, in the history section, there's a little bit about collecting information on the Holy Name tiles, because they're not only in Galway, they're in Limerick, they're in Cork, I think they're also in Tuam, they're in Ennis, and they're possibly in other places around the country that we don't know yet, or, you know, so we'd really love for people, if they had more information or even anecdotal stories about how they came to be in a particular area, there's actually a name of somebody that they can contact on the website. Then, as well as that, we have a theme song that we produced this year, and it's based on the Holy Name of Jesus, called Jesus Lord, Your Name is Holy. And it's very much a weaving together of scriptural references to the name of Jesus. So, and please God, there'll be events coming up during the year as well. There's going to be a triduum coming up to the feast of Saint Bernardine of Siena, which is the 20th of May. So we hope the Papal Nuncio will be here to celebrate the Mass here in our chapel. He'll be here for the 8 o'clock morning Mass. So we have a Facebook page. A young friend of the community manages it for us, and he will be posting up information throughout the year if there's whatever events are coming up, and they'll also be available for viewing on the Franciscan Friars Facebook page.
For both orders, you have both come so far in terms of how to get your message out there, or how to get people to be able to reach or access yourselves. Yeah. And Father Cotter had described the holyname.ie website as more or less a cyber sanctuary for the soul, which I thought was great, because it's a great way of getting your message across to a generation now that's far different from a generation 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, even further.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so true. Like, we're living in a completely different era. And you just have to keep up with the way communication is going. And I mean, the internet has really changed civilization and the way people, you know, connect and communicate with each other. It has great capacity for good, and then it has great capacity for not so good things. And it is fantastic that, you know, people will be able to, all over the world, connect with holyname.ie. You know, it's fantastic. And just one other thing I forgot to mention is that hopefully a day or two after the opening Mass, it will be uploaded onto the internet, onto holyname.ie, so the opening Mass will be accessible there as well. We're not directly connected to the internet ourselves, and I suppose for ourselves, as poor clares and as, you know, enclosed nuns, trying to foster an atmosphere of prayer and to retain an atmosphere of prayer, dealing and negotiating the whole technological thing has been quite a challenge, and, you know, it requires a lot of prayer and a lot of discernment. But we think that we're kind of getting the right balance, and for us the most important thing is our life of prayer, because you know, if we can't protect that, then we're no good to anyone, really. You know, it's just so important for us.
And certainly the community in Galway, in the city and indeed further afield in the county, are very connected, have a great affection for the Poor Clares and the Poor Clare Convent here in Galway. And particularly around Christmas time and the start of a new year, where people have had a tough year for various reasons, either financial, economic, people have lost a lot of people through suicide, which has become a very relevant issue at the moment. Sister, what message could you give out to the people who might be listening? Yeah.
Well, you know, Stella, the Holy Name of Jesus and the logo that we have for the year, there's an explanation of it on the website. But basically, we've based it on a line from Scripture: the people that walked in darkness has seen a great light. And basically, I think the Lord is saying to us that no matter how difficult life can be, that there's always hope. Hope is eternal. You just mentioned suicide there. People sometimes, you know, you might look at the blue tiles and say, well, that's kind of a relic of a past that's no longer here. But in fact, St. Bernard, writing in the 1100s, said, do you feel despair? Do you feel like committing suicide? Call on the Holy Name of Jesus, and your will to live will return. And, you know, I just feel that's so, as you say, it's so relevant to our time, because there people do find, I mean, that, you know, it's all kind of relying on themselves. If I can't do it myself, I'm finished, you know. But really, the Lord is just there always. He's as the Irish saying goes, his help is nearer than the door. And in fact, he's right here with us, you know, when we call out his name.